It's the morning of September 11, 2010, exactly 9 years since the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center, now renamed Ground Zero, and the firefighters at Engine Company 7 stand at attention to hear their firehouse bell toll in memory of their comrades who died that day trying to save others. For fireman Rocco Angelo Cocholillo, this is a highly emotional moment.
I'm sad. I lost 343 brothers down here 9 years ago on this terrible day, and I'm here to say my prayers and thank God that we're still here and pray for their families and to never forget, my man. That's basically it. As long as I'm alive, I'll be down here on the 11th of September.
So, for that matter, will Frank Marquez of Los Angeles, California. As soon as he heard of the attack and its devastation, he quit his job and left for New York to volunteer. He stayed for 7 months to help out these firefighters and to comb through the wreckage at Ground Zero looking for human remains.
Oh, these are my friends. I made friends with these guys 9 years ago. I used to feed them. I used to bring food by and drop them off at the firehouse and do that 3 times a day, and we did that for like 7 months. These people are my brothers, the firefighters of New York, the police officers of New York, and all the first responders that came to Ground Zero. We bonded, you know, and it's we're a family now. They've taken me into their fold, and I'm honored by it.
Marquez says the experience changed his life forever.
Although my health is failing because of it, I have problems with toxic poisoning with my lungs and throat, and I'm diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. But that's the price you pay for taking risks, you know. But, you know, I knew the deal when I came here. I walked away from my world to come and help. I started hitchhiking. It took me a week to get here. I started on September 11th. I got here on September 18th. I hit Midtown about 10 o'clock in the morning. By 5:30 in the evening, I was passing buckets at Ground Zero. People say move on. You don't move on from something like this. You deal with it on a daily basis, best you can.
Closer to Ground Zero, Sam Mandelbaum of Texas finds both comfort and confrontation at Saturday's commemoration events that include moments of silence, the reading of victims' names, and a swarm of visitors. All of it amid new construction at the site.
Because it's an opportunity to heal, because it's been 9 years, which is not that long. But every time that anybody comes to this place, they have to face the deaths that happened on that day, the deaths that have happened since then because of that day, the way the world has changed, the way that we have changed, the way the landscape has changed. And my response is acceptance.
But Benita Mentis still finds it impossible to accept what happened to her sister, Siobhan, who died in the attacks.
People actually, they got closure because there was a body with her. We never got a body or anything like that. So, you know, it's still hard. She was a wonderful sister, a wonderful daughter, a wonderful aunt. She was only 25 years old at that time. You know, full-time student of Borough of Manhattan Community College. She had big dreams, you know. Unfortunately, you know, it just, I guess, it wasn't meant to be.
Because of the iconic status it has assumed, it can be easy to forget that Ground Zero was located deep within a bustling community where people like Robert Molero live and work. For them, the terrorist attacks were a very local story.
We saw everything. We saw the building come down. We saw people falling out the window. We felt the vibration. We saw the chaos that was going on where I worked at, whereas people were saying my daughter works there, my husband, and so on. So I was afraid to go home. I didn't go home that night. I have to say one thing. After September 11th, strangers wanted to help everybody. And I was in a bar, and I had someone offer me money, food, if I needed a place to stay. And this one guy said, "Do you need to make a phone call?" I said, "Okay, I need to, you know, speak to my sister." And then when I called my sister, she started to cry. This is my cousin's daughter, and she was killed at 90 West Street. She got stuck in the elevator, and she suffocated. I feel bad for the mother and, you know, the parents. You're not supposed to bury your kids.
Indeed, Marie Richardson, a Swedish tourist on holiday in New York with her family, seemed to clutch her own kids a bit tighter as she looked at the place where the World Trade Center once stood. She remembers September 11, 2001, vividly. How do you feel now? You look like you're still a little bit sad about it.
Of course you're sad, I would say. But still, you have to find other ways to go ahead and make something out of it too, I think, too.
Like what?
I don't really know. It's a sorrow. You have to find some strength.
For many Americans and their well-wishers abroad, both strength and sorrow continue to be intertwined in their memories of the terrorist attacks that shocked the world. But as recent developments related to the 9/11 attacks in New York and their consequences show, both controversy and healing, anger and reconciliation continue to be vitally relevant themes. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.